Okay, we're with our client from criticalhealthnews.com, Dr. Joanne Conaway, one of the spokespeople, and of course, she's one of the best. Also, a toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, but do get up to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, if not today, at least over the next couple days while you're taking it easy and relaxing. But we're going to come back and get to your calls and hopefully give you some advice when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joanne Conaway with us, and of course we will get to all your calls as quickly as we can this hour. Next hour we're going to talk about some fascinating things as well, but that'll have to do with psychic gospels. It's a very interesting theory and story about what happened a long, long time ago. You all ready for Christmas, Joanne?
Probably no, but I'm very close. I'm closer than I usually am at this time of year, so that makes me feel good.
I've got still another day or two to worry about that.
Yeah, well, you know, tomorrow will be the finishing touches.
Have you always been interested in mind-body relationship?
Not always, but definitely over the last 20 years I have, and I've done a lot of research over the last 20 years about, you know, how mind-body goes together. And, you know, my husband's a health or life success coach, and he's taught me a lot, and certainly some of the things that I've read have kind of put things into perspective for me as far as mind-body is concerned. But I do know that I have worked with many clients who, because of their mind, because of their approach to something, because of their attitude about their health and about whether or not they're going to get well, they get well, and they seem to get well despite everything that's going on in their lives, and it's because they've made that commitment. And I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about, and if you think you're going to get healthy, you're going to get healthy. I've also worked with those people, I'm going to be honest, George, I've also worked with those people who, you know, I've recommended all the supplements, I've done all the things that I normally do, and their attitude is, I'm not going to get healthy, this stuff isn't going to work, and you know what? They don't get healthy and the stuff doesn't work.
No, you got to think that way first.
If we could, I'd like to go back to the milk question for just a minute.
Sure.
Because this is another one of the things that I think is really important for people to understand. Most of the milk that is sold in this country has a different type of beta casein protein than what we would consider healthy milk. It's the difference between the A2 type beta casein protein.
Explain that.
Okay, interestingly enough, cows from other countries have the A2, and the A2 type beta casein protein is much more easily digested in the human digestive system. The A1 beta casein protein is the one that's predominantly produced by cows in the United States, and unfortunately, once those cows have been brought to this country and have been domesticated over the course of 10,000 or so years, they don't have that A2 type beta casein protein. What this person was talking about may well have come from a facility where they actually have cows that only produce the A2 type beta casein protein. We have a line of products in the Youngevity line that has cheese, for example, and a lot of people say, oh, I can't do it. Or there are other products in that line that are products that would have lactose as a general rule. What I tell people is you may, in fact, not be lactose intolerant. You may, in fact, be intolerant of the casein that's found in most milk, cheese, dairy products produced in this country. In this case, our cows, the cows that we get these products from, have been brought in from other countries. They are not fed the same feed. They are not treated in the same way. The beta casein protein they have is the A2 type, and people who are sensitive to dairy can eat these cheeses and drink these products and not have any problems.
Okay, Joanne, when you started doing this, was there a life-changing episode for you?
Actually, yes. I have to tell you that when I started doing this, I was a nurse for 40 years, and then I went back to school. During my nursing, I took care of people who no longer could eat by mouth. This is back in the late 1970s, early 80s, when we were first recognizing we could keep people alive who could no longer eat by mouth. We knew they needed carbohydrates and proteins. We quickly knew that the human body had a basic need for essential fatty acids that we were not aware of. But specifically to our message, we also learned at that time that the body had a need for many minerals and trace minerals we were not aware of. So I had that education and training and the understanding of nutrition at the cellular level. So when I first heard that very powerful CD many years ago, it really struck a chord, if you will. And I can remember saying to my husband, everything he says is right on. We need to get on this product. Fascinatingly enough, we started taking a product. We were 6 to 8 months into taking the product. And my husband said, are you seeing any differences? And I said, you know, I'm really not sure that I'm seeing a lot of difference, but I know that his message is right on. And I know that the body needs these minerals and trace minerals. I'm not going to stop taking the product. About 2 weeks later, we got an email blast talking about Dr. Wallach's own 100% plant-derived colloidal minerals. And my husband said, will you check into this? I did. Found out that the product we had been taking was not Dr. Wallach's product.
Wow.
We started taking Dr. Wallach's product, and within 2 weeks, started to see amazing differences.
Yeah, he's very meticulous. Let's go to the phones. Joe, east of the Rockies, Long Island, New York. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good,
great
Joe.
Show tonight.
Hi, Joe.
I'm going to ask about the whole MSG situation, kind of disguised with different labeling, and can that be avoided? Should it be avoided? And my second question would be, caffeine, the excessive doses that are found, say, in Starbucks coffee, how dangerous is that? And also, theobromine in chocolate, how dangerous is that for older people that don't process that as fast as it should?
Well, those are a lot of good questions. With respect to MSG, it's fascinating because MSG is one of those things that we find in a lot of processed foods. We find it in a lot of spices. There are many things that have MSG in them. And the unfortunate thing is MSG is an element, if you will, that is not well digested and broken down by most people's digestive system. Many people are reactive to MSG. They get headaches. They just don't feel well. And that's why it used to be referred to as a Chinese restaurant syndrome, because there's usually a lot of MSG in Chinese food unless you ask them to eliminate the MSG. It does come by various different names in foods. You have to be very careful. But the bottom line, whenever someone asks me about something like MSG, I tell people, make sure you're reading labels. Many of the things that do contain MSG have it on the label. And also, if you're worried about MSG, you need to go back to eating clean. And by that, I mean eating fresh, organic fruits and vegetables, lean quality protein, free-range chicken, organic meats. Just don't eat the things that might, in fact, have MSG in them. Now, the issue with any bromine or bromide, it's fascinating that you should ask that question, because many people don't realize the impact of that. And one of the things that is sad is when we start talking about thyroid function, for example, in most people, one of the things that we need to make sure we have ample amounts of is iodine. And it used to be that iodine was in our bread, and if people ate bread, they got sufficient iodine. Well, they replaced the iodine with bromine, and now the unfortunate thing is that competes for the same sites on the cell wall membrane, if you will, and one of the reasons why so many people are having such issue with thyroid problems. So does it impact people? Yes. Young or old, it really doesn't matter. And that's why whenever we look at trying to eat a good, healthy chocolate, it needs to be exactly that. You need to make sure that the chocolate's not processed. And that's the sad thing, because the majority of chocolate is.
It is.
So you're going to spend a lot more money for it, but it's going to be much healthier for you.
Let's go to Lisa in Sherman Oaks, California. Hi, Lisa. Good morning to you.
Hello. Hi. I'm a big fan. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
I have a question about kidneys. And I know there's no way you can reverse any damage done to kidneys, but is there a way to kind of slow down the kidney decline? I'm asking for a couple of reasons. My mother has stage 5 kidney failure, and I also want to look into preventing that from happening to me in the future?
Well, first and foremost, I would say that your idea that it cannot be reversed or corrected is not necessarily right on the money. We have worked with many people who have kidney disease. We have even worked with dialysis patients who are able to get off dialysis because the program we have actually will repair the kidneys. One of the really important things to know and understand about kidney disease is that it has a lot to do with the tiny little arteries that feed the kidneys. Those tiny little arteries get clogged up, and when they get clogged up, they do not filter the blood the way it should be filtered. But we do have a program that will actually help to clean out those tiny little arteries and help to reverse that process and correct that process. I have a mother who has kidney issues, and I'm here to tell you that she does the program that I'm on, and her doctors are just astounded. After having a kidney removed several years ago, they can't understand why she's not on dialysis yet. Well, she doesn't tell them that she does what I tell her to do, and what we're doing is we're keeping that healthy kidney healthy, and she has not had to go on dialysis, and it's been probably 6 years ago now that they started to try to make her go on dialysis. But we have corrected the issues that she has. Her creatinine, her BUN, those things that we look at are healthier now, and it's because we have put her on that program.
That's important. And Lisa, there's a toll-free number here for you at 855-949-RADIO, where people will give you some additional advice as well. Tom's got a tweet or a text back there in L.A. What do you have for us, Tom?
We have a text in from Charles in Boston, Massachusetts. He says, I get a lot of skin tags, and I'm spending a fortune getting them removed. Is there anything I can eat or take that will help me not get so many?
Skin tags. What's he mean by that?
It's interesting, when we talk about skin tags, it's a common problem for a lot of people. And
what's a skin tag?
A skin tag is just a growth of additional skin, and
All right. It
can happen as a result of sometimes clothing that you wear. I know a lot of people that I used to fly with have skin tags, and it was felt to be due to the Nomex flight suits that we used to wear, and they felt that that contributed to the skin tag. But the important thing to know is, skin tags, unfortunately, can be very time-consuming and very costly to get rid of. We do, however, have some essential oils that have worked very well for people when they are consistent using those essential oils to help to remove those skin tags. So we've had people report to us that lemon essential oil. Now, when I say essential oils, I want to say this. We have pure, unadulterated essential oils in our company. Not every company has pure, unadulterated essential oils. And that's a very important thing to know and understand. No essential oils, as a general rule, should be taken internally. But there are many essential oils that are adulterated and unfortunately cause problems when you put them on the skin. So when I recommend an essential oil, I'm talking about the essential oils that we have. I have had reports where people would use lemon essential oil, and that got rid of their skin tags. I have had people use a combination of the tea tree essential oil, putting the tea tree on and alternating that with the lemon essential oil and having their skin tags go away that way. So what I will tell people is we get back to the basics. When we recognize that skin tags are an issue, we want to make sure that people clean up their diet. We want to make sure that the digestive system is working properly. We want to make sure that you're taking those 90 nutrients that give every cell in the body the nutrition that is necessary. And then in addition to that, the essential oils are amazing. And specifically for skin tags, I would say the tea tree and the lemon essential oil.
What you call skin tags, I always thought were skin warts on people.
Well, warts generally are a virus. Skin tags are not necessarily caused by a virus. In fact, I think the last time I read, I think that one of the things that you find in the literature is we really don't know why they happen. We really don't know why they occur. But again, you know, sometimes people who wear certain types of clothing, for example, They find where that clothing rubs tends to create skin tags. I had a skin tag for a while on the back of my neck, and it was because, I am sure, I threw my stethoscope around my neck all the time, and I just feel like that's what caused that particular skin tag, that constant rubbing. But got rid of it, so don't worry about it anymore.
Let's go to our first-time caller, Eddie, in El Paso, Texas now. Hi, Eddie. You're on the air with us.
Well, hi, George. Thank you for your show. God bless you, sir.
You too, sir. Thank you.
And Joanne, thank you for the gift of knowledge. Thank you very much. I just have one question regarding atrial fib. I have hypertension, and I upgraded to permanent atrial fib. Is there a way how I can take care of that?
You know, it's interesting because atrial fib often has to do with the need for an adjustment by a chiropractor. Now, it's a long story.
It's a nerve issue, isn't it, in the spinal cord?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I heard.
Sometimes that's all that's necessary to correct an acute AFib is to get a good adjustment and release that nerve. But is there a program I can put you on, or are there things that we can do? Absolutely. And as far as the hypertension is concerned, I don't know if you were listening during the first part of the show, but one of the things that we know is cleaning up the diet, making sure the gut is healthy, and making sure you're taking all the nutritionals to include a good calcium-magnesium supplement is oftentimes a very big benefit to people who have hypertension. I have had people literally get off their blood pressure medication by doing that because the calcium magnesium is necessary. Calcium and magnesium are necessary for every cell in the body, but they're particularly important when we start talking about the cardiovascular system. But that's the approach I would take. I would consider that AFib could, in fact, be due to a compressed nerve, and starting out with some adjustments from a chiropractor and getting on the nutritionals, I think, would make a big difference.
I had also heard that magnesium helps that, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. That calcium-magnesium combination that I talk about is so important, especially when you have anything cardiovascular, and especially when there's a high blood pressure issue.
Okay, we're going to come back in just a moment with final phone calls with Dr. Joanne Conaway from CriticalHealthNews.com. Our friends and our sponsors, and also a phone number to call whenever you want. There are people there now that can help give you information as well. 1-855-949-7234. That's 1-855-949-RADIO. Make that call, and who knows, it could be one of the best things you've done in your life. And we'll be back with final calls before the rest of the program continues right here on Coast to Coast AM. And if you need to email me, it's george@coasttocoastam.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joanne Conaway, our final segment here, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Remember it. Go to it often. And then a number to call. There are folks there that help, 1-855-949-7234. Those people on the other end of the line, Joanne, they are really experts at doing this as well. You know that?
They really are, George. And, you know, one of the things that I want people to know is if they call and those people need to contact someone like myself for a more in-depth answer, I am happy to do that.
Great.
And I work with people all the time that have gotten on the basics, but they might have an issue that is a little bit more in-depth, and what would I recommend for that? So that's something that I do.
Super. Now, what do you think might be the relationship between aspartame and seizures? Do you think there's anything there?
Well, we know that aspartame has been proven in many of the research studies to be a neurotoxin. So as a neurotoxin, it affects the neurological system, and anything that's a toxin is not healthy. Do I think that there's a link between aspartame and seizures? Absolutely. And again, it has to do with a single person's body's ability to be able to break down that aspartame properly. But it is a neurotoxin, and there's a lot of research out there talking about it.
And did they change the name to AminoSweet just because they were getting such a bad rap?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when people get the news and the word, it's just like high fructose corn syrup. Many people have gotten the word that high fructose corn syrup's not healthy. So now food manufacturers are putting liquid corn or corn syrup or something, but they're taking the high fructose corn syrup out of the name And so people think it's okay, and it's really not. You know, it's like that question that gentleman called about monosodium glutamate. When you look at monosodium glutamate, MSG, it's on a label as glutamic acid, glutamate, monopotassium glutamate. That would make people think, oh, it's not monosodium glutamate. It's probably not bad for me. But it's actually just a different name being given to this particular thing that is found in so many prepackaged and processed foods. It's like anything else. It's one of those things that used to be, we used to think that it was a flavor enhancer, and that's one of the reasons why it was originally used. And now we know that when you're looking at a label and you're seeing hydrolyzed vegetable protein or hydrolyzed or textured vegetable protein, oftentimes that's a clear indicator that it's MSG. Don't bother with it. Does hydrolyzed vegetable protein sound healthy? Not
no.
To people who understand that our protein should not be hydrolyzed vegetable protein. So,
let's go to Dennis in Oakdale, California. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, George. I want to tell you that I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
But a little earlier, a young fella called in about lactose intolerance.
Yes, yes.
And the doctor there, the great doctor on your program, had made mention that a lot of this milk comes from cows. They're pumped with antibiotics. Well, I've lived on a dairy all my life, and I got to tell you that when these milk trucks come on your dairy to take your milk every day, they take three samples. One is for antibiotics, one is for sediment, and one is for bacteria. And if you have any antibiotics in your sample before it's pumped off of the truck into the creamery silo, that truck comes back to your dairy, and they drain that whole load on your dairy. If your sample is pumped off of the truck into the silo at the creamery with antibiotics in it, that entire silo at the creamery is emptied out at your dairy, and your insurance pays for it. Cows, there's no milk that goes to the creamery or the processor that has antibiotics in it. The milk truck driver takes those three samples before that truck leaves your dairy. You can count on my word. I've been around it all my life. But yours still yet. I love your program, and I will continue to listen.
Okay, great. And Joanne, let's let you react to that. There's a dairy farmer right there.
And I will say that in some situations that milk is that closely regulated and that closely guarded. I will also say with all the research that's out there to show me otherwise, I would say that there are some dairies that don't follow all of those regulations, and that's why we have problems. One of the things that we know is milk has been tested in some situations and found to have antibiotics. So I would like to think that the dairy industry is that closely regulated. If it is, it's news to me because of all that I've learned over the course of the last several years working with people and helping them understand milk and how milk gets to market.
And what was the controversy with bovine years ago?
Well, bovine growth hormone is a hormone that was given to cows. And what happens is if you drink milk from a cow that's been given any of these medications, you're going to get the medication. So bovine growth hormone was suspect in things like young girls developing breast tissue, young boys developing breast tissue. Certainly young boys developing breast tissue is not acceptable, okay?
No.
But that was one of the things that it was felt bovine growth hormone was doing, and that's why it has been taken out of most milk. I mean, you can still buy milk from a grocery store that does not say no RBGH, which is recombinant bovine growth hormone.
And I think Monsanto sold that division. They got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. They did. But Monsanto is problematic in many other areas. So
let's go to Tom for his final text or tweet. What do we have, Tom?
We have a tweet from Janet. Janet says, I often feel dizzy and nauseated for no apparent reason. Any suggestions?
She's looking at a picture of you, Tom.
Bad joke.
That's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, since I don't know what Tom looks like, I can't.
No, Tom's a good-looking guy. He knows I'm pulling his leg.
What I will say is, interestingly enough, dizziness and nausea are oftentimes situations that people have as a result of their body not processing properly. So is the body not processing the foods properly because what we're eating is unhealthy foods, or is it because the digestive system is unhealthy? There are a couple of different ways we can approach this, but the majority of the time what I do when I work with people is those two things, nausea especially, tells me that the digestive system is not healthy. And so what I do is I approach that from the standpoint of clean up the diet and make sure that you get on good probiotics, good digestive enzymes. I actually have a program that I put people on because I think that a healthy gut is so critically important. We know the research is out there saying that if your gut microbiome is not healthy, you're not healthy. And so many of us have an unhealthy digestive system. I remember when I first started doing this several years ago, it amazed me the number of people that would contact me, and when we would start to go through the questions that I would ask them, every one of them had issues with constipation or diarrhea or some type of GI problem, some type of gut issue. So when we look at chronic nausea or dizziness or anything like that, I start out with the digestive system. And then we move on to the 90 essential nutrients. But for the most part, it's a digestive issue. And if we clean up the diet and clean up the gut, give a person 90 nutrients, we can correct those digestive issues.
And pretty fast, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Nancy in Worthington, Ohio. Thanks for holding, Nancy. Go ahead. Nancy, are you still holding? Well, I guess not. She was on hold for an hour and 20 minutes. Bob in Ridgecrest, California. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi there. When you were talking about the milk earlier, I raise dairy goats. I have a Nigerian dwarf goats, and it's an A2 type milk with no lactose. And I've been promoting raw milk and fresh goat milk for a long time because I've known people that are highly lactose intolerant that can drink that with no problem.
You're so right, and goat's milk is wonderful. If we could all get goat's milk, I think we'd be a lot healthier and a lot better off.
And the same with cheese, I would assume, right? Feta cheese, right?
And one of my favorite things when I was in Turkey was goat's milk yogurt. They make amazing yogurt over there, and it's goat's milk yogurt. It became one of my favorite foods while I was over there.
Let's go to Alex in Rome, New York. Happens to be a first-time caller. And Alex, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to say you're one of the nicest men on the planet.
Well, Tom doesn't think so. No, I'm kidding. But
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Dr. Joanne, I got a problem. I don't know if it's okay. Something to do with maybe we could fight from internally, but I have like a do you ever hear of Demodex? We all have
I
it.
I couldn't
like
understand what you said.
Go ahead one more time, Alex. She didn't hear that.
Did you ever hear of Demodex? It's a parasite that allegedly we all have in our bodies.
Okay.
And I've had it. I don't know if I got some type of, like, one that's got, you know, resiliency and just hangs on. But I've had an infection in April of 5 years, and it's causing serious, like, skin problems, like lesions and pop marks, and, like, almost like acne. It caused rosacea. None of the dermatologists around here seem to have a clue, you know? I did research. I found out within 2 weeks of me having this what it was just on the internet, you know, researching it.
Sure.
And none of the doctors around here, none of the dermatologists, these are all specialists, seem to have a clue on how to treat it. I tried everything I could find on the internet, everything topically, and it won't give up. It's resilient as all get out.
Jeez.
I don't have any
it's
other
an interesting
type of
thing
disease
because those parasites are resilient. And one of the big problems that we have is, first of all, conventional medicine doesn't seem to recognize that parasites are an issue. The fascinating information that you find now is many, many, many people have parasites, like 80 to 90% of us have parasites. And it's not just from traveling to a third world country. We get parasites from our pets. We get them from the meats that we eat. We get them from vegetables brought in from around the world. Parasites can invade us in many different ways. In the company, we actually have an amazing anti-parasitic program. Now, it's a program that's a 90-day program because you cannot kill parasites by just doing a one-time shot. You have to remember with any parasite, no matter what it is, you've got the adult parasite, which sometimes you can get first go around, but those adults have laid eggs. You get eggs and larvae and those things living inside you that once the adults are killed off and your body kind of recoups or recovers from that, then all these little eggs and larvae start hatching and you have the same problem, the chronic problem over and over again. A topical is not going to take care of it and a short-term approach to it will not take care of it. But we do have, like I said, a 90-day program which has been proven effective for all kinds of parasites. And people will call and say, I can't believe what's coming out of me. And out of me is not only in the toilet. Many people will tell me that these critters are coming out on their skin. And that's exactly what's happening. You're getting your body to rid itself of parasites. So we do have a great anti-parasitic program.
East of the Rockies, Sue's with us in York, Pennsylvania now. Let's get you in here, Sue. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a quick problem with my eyes.
Your eyes.
Right. Yeah, they told me that I had allergies and because I have gritty, bloodshot eyes, and they are just really, really gritty and uncomfortable and itchy. And I started taking B2, which helped a lot with the grittiness, but the bloodshotness is still there. And yesterday, I started having, like, a light dripping in my right eye, like, in my the right side of my peripheral vision.
Do you have an infection or pink eye at all, Sue?
Well, I've gone to the eye doctor, and they gave me a really super expensive eye drop that didn't really seem to do anything.
Joanne, what do you think? What's your take on something
well,
like this?
There are several different things that we can do. First of all, if you do, in fact, have allergies, oftentimes that, again, gets back to that unhealthy digestive system. But we have several different ways we approach eyes like yours, okay? One of the things that we recommend is lots of good essential fatty acids to help to actually get the fluid to the eye and help the eye to stay healthy and moist. Specifically to the issues of the bloodshot eyes and the drippiness of the eyes, one of the things that we recommend is a program that is going to help to correct that issue. Now, I hesitate to say this on the air because I don't want a lot of people just to run out and buy a product that is inferior and put it in their eyes. So what I would say to you is this product and this approach to this particular condition is to kill anything that's a bacteria or a virus or even a parasite in your eye. So what I would recommend is you call the people at Critical Health News and have them get you in touch with me because, once again, if I mention this product on the air, I'm afraid people will just go buy the product and I can't trust every product, especially when we say put it in your eye. So that's probably the best I can do with that situation, George.
Yeah, it's strange. Sue, take heed. Just call the number, 1-855-949-7234. And after these programs, Joanne, that you're on or Doc Wallach is on, I mean, you're flooded, I'm told, with phone calls. How long does it take to get caught up with everybody?
Well, fortunately, there are several people who help us work the phone lines. But it usually takes a couple of weeks to get caught up with everyone because you're absolutely right. We are flooded, absolutely flooded with phone calls. But that's great. That means that we're helping that many more people.
Well, and what's so amazing to me is how many people need the kind of help. Let's go to Mike in South Bend, Indiana now. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, George, longtime listener.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for your service, one vet to another.
Oh, my pleasure. You too.
I have more of a statement rather than a question.
All right.
But I have a question for you to begin with, and that is, when you were in the service, did you ever have a problem with your weight or health or anything like that?
No. They did give me a malaria shot, and my arm blew up like a basketball, but that went away in a couple days. But other than that, I was okay.
Yeah, we kind of all get that, but it feels like peanut butter in a butt cheek, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
My question is, did you ever have to pick what you ate, or was it regimented?
Joanne, what do you think? And we've got a minute left.
Did you ever have to pick what you ate, or was it regimented? Is that the question?
Yeah, and he may be addressing that to me, too. So in the Navy, you get what you get, and you pick from what they have, to be sure. But in terms of for people, how do you know if you're allergic to a food, for example? Do you break out right away?
No, not necessarily. One of the easiest ways to find out is if you feel unhealthy, if you feel like something's not right with my stomach, a good thing to do is take that potentially offending food. Check your pulse before you eat that food. Eat that food, and then 20 or so minutes later, check your pulse again. And if your pulse rate has gone up greater than 10 beats per minute, that's a good indicator that you are allergic to that food. Now, how do we correct that? We fix the gut. Many people are allergic to a lot of different foods. They have food sensitivities because their digestive system doesn't work.
Fix that gut is critical. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. 1-855-949-RADIO is the phone number. More to come in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Joanne, thank you. Have a great Christmas.